Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, March the 13th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 15 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So let's have a look at what's on offer today. We are going to start by talking about a 302, which is a Freedom of Information request summary of an agent interview from July the 12th, 2017, which proves, absolutely proves, that Special Counsel Robert Mueller knew already in July of 2017 that nothing nefarious had occurred. And the person who discusses this mentions that the meeting was a setup intended to foster the Russian collusion story. And it's really fascinating and absolutely devastating to Robert Mueller, but of course he will get a pass, as they all do. Then I'm going to talk about the unsustainable sovereign debt, the overvalued financial markets, the unfunded pensions that nobody ever worries about. They worry because 22 people have died in a new virus, but the real problems of the country just get overlooked because, of course, the media want it that way. Then a quick word about the US nuclear expansion, which has been noted by Russia. And then we have a fairly long piece on how the inept leaders, I was going to say of the states, but of the world, are pretending that the coronavirus is the cause of all the market's jitters. And I'm going to give you chapter and verse as to what really is behind the market's jitters. As, of course, everybody knows full well, but they're hoping to keep the information away from you. Then comes the bad news Boeing segment. Can't do without that, can we? Have to have one every show, well, as much as possible. Then I'm going to talk about some unjust settlements which the courts have handed down, usually to do with divorce, but it's actually rather interesting. So a quick word on that. The Stocks 600 banking index is down 82% since May 2007. So I thought, as a an advance warning about what's going to happen in the United States and elsewhere. It would be a good idea to have a quick look at that. And then a timeline about how the Fed basically is trying to commandeer everything in sight with money. It won't work, and it's really pathetic to see it play out, but that's what we have to live with. And then finally, the deflation in asset prices that we are seeing will hit everything and is devastating for any economy, even though it's good for the consumer. But of course, the powers that be don't see it that way. Lebanon announced it was going to default as a country. The global financial system, of course, is completely and irredeemably broken. And the Fed has run out of bullets, if it ever had any. So it's not good news. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice weekly broadcast. Just please send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I'll take care of the rest. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So as I said, please feel free, select any of the free shows from the Podbean archives. And if you don't have any preferences, I suggest that you ask for the latest 3 shows because they all deal with, to some extent, current affairs, and you know the current affairs better than any other, so you'll get a better impression about my own take on them. So let me finish with my contact information, my email address, which is on my Podbean page, by the way, at the top, but you can take it down here if you like. rwlmartin1@aol.com. I have a Facebook and a Twitter page. My Facebook address is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. All one word, no punctuation, no spaces, lowercase. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Do go there. I post from time to time, and I also post on my Twitter account the one-liners, which don't really fit anywhere else. My Twitter page is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. Again, all one word, lowercase, no spaces, no punctuation, RMWakeUpCall. All right, ladies and gentlemen, with that, I shall take my leave. Have a wonderful Friday the 13th. I'll be back again on Monday with another synopsis. So this is Richard Martin. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.